Okay, so there's a couple of things I want to talk about. Since everyone's asking about inquiries, that's a good topic as well. But, in the last 2 months, Experian, which is one of the three credit bureaus, and FICO, which is the site that sells the scores that are similar to what banks use, came to an agreement where they're allowing FICO now to sell not only the TransUnion and Equifax FICO scores, but also Experian. So now, if you want to get all three of your FICO credit scores, you can buy them at the MyFICO site. And the reason it's good to get all three is because banks take the middle number of the three scores. Each one represents each bureau. So if you buy all three, then you know what your middle score is. But what's been happening is there's been a discrepancy between what the FICO site is selling and what a lot of banks pull when you're going for a mortgage. And the reason is there are different generations of the FICO score. The newest generation is the 08 FICO score. So if your bank still has an older version, when you pull your FICO score at the site and buy it, it could be different than what the bank pulls. So this is an issue sometimes because consumers are buying their FICO scores, and let's say they get a 740 FICO score and they think they're good to go for the best rate, and then they go to the bank and it's a 720, and now they can't get the best rate on the loan. So people should understand it could vary.
So what should they be doing?
Well, they have to make sure that the bank pulls their credit score as well prior to them going for financing. And the way to do that is to get a pre-approval letter from a banker. So you
Okay,
can't
why do they
count.
make everything so complicated today?
Oh my
Why
God,
don't they
Dottie.
get that simple,
You have no
easy?
idea. I spent an hour on the phone with FICO yesterday. They would not reveal to me which generation they use on the site. They kept talking to me in like cryptic language. We use the newest version, but we can't tell you what the newest version is. I had to go and do all this research reading online to find out what the newest version is, and that's the 08.
And if you can't understand it, how are we supposed
It's
to?
just crazy.
Now we do this for a living, and I have to tell you, hopefully they'll get some more legislation to simplify things because it's really complicated, so complicated today that it's hard for anyone to keep up with what goes on.
Well, yeah.
To be safe, you're saying that our listeners should pay for, and about how much does that cost?
It's like I think it's like $20 each score, so it's going to be somewhere between $50 and $60 for all three credit scores, but it's well worth it to know where you are. If you're in the high 700s, then it doesn't really matter. Even if you're 20 points lower with your banker, you're still going to get a great rate. Now, the other thing that I just wanted to touch on was
And by the way, when I saw my credit score come back from the bank, I had points taken off for, I was like, my credit, it was a decent score, but I
Do
thought
you
it would
want to
be
tell us
higher.
what it
Well, I
was?
was like the high sevens. I wanted to be in the eight because I have good credit, but it said too many inquiries
Oh.
and they deducted like 30 points or 20 points for that. I mean, it
Well,
still was a high credit score, but and I'm like, I don't remember when I was inquiring, but I guess I did.
but I mean,
Well,
high
no, you,
700s is very good.
but
You're
I'm telling
just
you,
very
it,
competitive and you want to be in the
yes.
800s.
No,
But
but it said inquiries, too many, it didn't say too many,
Dottie,
it just
you're a
said
shopper,
inquiries.
right? So maybe did you
I
open
did,
new cards this year?
yes, and I was just
How
talking to
many?
Steve. And we were saying, well, like around the holidays, I would be going to these stores to buy presents for my family and friends. And I was spending a decent amount of money, and it was stores that I might have not shopped in
How
myself. And they're
many
like, well,
cards?
I don't remember.
Ten?
Okay. But they're lying.
Five?
I don't do it since I've listened to you. I don't. I
40?
tell them, not interested. I don't want any more
She's
credit cards.
evading the
I don't
question.
care if I save
Okay, so
50%. Don't give me all that stuff anymore. I'll pay full price.
this is the deal. If Dottie opened six credit cards, then she would have lost 20 to 40 points.
Well, I probably did,
So then you
because they all
probably,
offer you that deal,
right,
get
you
20% off.
probably would have been in the 800s if you hadn't opened
Well,
all those
thank you. It
cards.
makes me sleep at night now.
Anytime, I'll lie to
Okay,
you. I'm
really.
kidding.
I mean, I really want to make sure that that sticks. But so, I mean, I'm just telling you. So yes. I was just like, oh my goodness.
Well, I'm happy.
I don't do it.
I'm happy to hear you had such a high credit score, but let me
No, but I learned from you, though, that I shouldn't. I really knew that already. Then I didn't know a year ago. I really didn't even think about it.
Yeah, right. I didn't either. I've stopped opening them. I don't.
Yes.
I feel bad for the cashier. They must get commission because they really push it.
Yes.
But I always tell them now, Tracy says that I shouldn't do it, so I can't.
Yes. So this is how it works with inquiries. So everybody should just understand. I'm going to try to keep it as simple as possible because it is complicated. When you pull your own credit online, it does not hurt your credit at all. It's only when you go to a third party, a credit card company, a car company, a mortgage company, a student loan company, or any type of third party financing that your score drops. If you're going for a credit card, it drops 2 to 5 points for each credit card that you apply for. If you go for a credit limit increase and you request it, it's also going to drop as if it's a credit card opening. 2 to 5 points each time somebody reviews your credit for a credit card. If you go and you are shopping for a mortgage, a car loan, or a student loan, if you get your credit pulled within a 45-day window by multiple third parties in that category, each category is going to drop the score 2 to 5 points if it's done by a variety of banks or student loan companies or car leasing companies. If it's less than 6 different companies for each category, it'll drop the score 2 to 5 points if you do it within a 45-day window multiple times. Once you go to 6, you're going to have extreme inquiries, which is a sign of a higher risk, and then it'll drop your score 20 to 40 points. Which is what happened to Dottie. So if you have
yes.
more than 6 inquiries over a year period, or actually 6 or more, that's considered extreme inquiries. It doesn't matter if you do all 6 within 45 days. It's still considered extreme inquiries. Extreme shopping is what they look at it as. And they drop your score more because you become a higher risk. So do not have more than 5 third-party inquiries within a year.
Right. And you know what? Now, you also told us, because, you know, so now I want to get rid of them, but I can't even get rid of them, right? I
mean, very difficult to get rid of them.
You have to keep all these credit cards, except I think after a while they kind of, like, I've used one, like, in a department store that I haven't shopped in for, like, 5 years, and they said it was gone.
Closed,
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
You need you need to use
your
credit.
How do you ever get rid of them?
I don't think you should. I think if you already went through the trouble of opening a credit card, it's best to just keep it and use it once a year so that it remains open. Because it's good to have a nice size portfolio. Now, there are some loans that make you close your credit cards. I think they're like VA loans. Before you close on the mortgage, they make you close your credit cards because they don't want you to have a lot of open credit. They're afraid that if you're overextended, you won't pay for the mortgage. So, you know, it's not a lot of mortgages that do that, but there are some that make you close your credit cards. But my feeling is if you have it, if you went through the trouble of opening it and reducing your average age of credit, why close it? Keep it. You never know when you're going to need it. Use it once a year and make sure you pay on time.